present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Sheila Hancock, and Michael Wood in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And this week we have two of our regulars, Kenneth Williams and Peter Jones. We welcome back Sheila Hancock, who has courageously and nobly come to do battle with these fellas again in this delightful game, or impossible game, whichever way you look at it. And we welcome someone who has not played the game before, Michael Wood. Which requires even more courage if you know how the game is played. The rules remain the same. I'm going to ask our four panelists if they can speak on some subject that I will give them, and they will try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And this week, we will begin the show with Kenneth Williams. And the subject, Kenneth, is What Amazes Me. You have 60 seconds, and you start now.
What amazes me and has always, every time I hear an account of it, is balloon flying. I suppose that is the correct term to use, because I think you need such courage to get into that gondola and float away, looking at the ground, a patchwork quilt spread out below, farms and valleys, dale and hill, with no apparent propulsion. Silence.
And Michael Wood has challenged. Michael.
Yes, there could hardly be any apparent propulsion in farms and valleys and dales and hills, I would have thought.
So you're challenging on deviation. Well, I mean, you do get sort of gusts of wind that get caught in a valley and manage to have an effect, surely.
I should have thought Kenneth Williams would be familiar with gusts of wind. One of his favorite topics.
Michael, it is awfully difficult to judge on these things, but I don't think he was, strictly speaking, deviating from the subject on the card on what amazes him, and so he keeps the subject. He gets a point for an incorrect challenge, and he continues, and there are 30 seconds left, starting now.
What amazes me also is my extraordinary resourcefulness. How I can dredge up, so to speak, from an inner reservoir, a whole mass of talent and charm, charisma, one might put it in that fashion.
And Peter Jones has challenged.
That's really a matter of opinion. And I don't happen to share it.
So your challenge is deviation?
Yes.
Well, I will not judge on whether Kenneth has that charm and charisma that he thinks he
has. He's got it all right, but he can't dredge it up.
Well, that is the challenge, and I'm not going to judge on that one, because I can only upset friends and make enemies that way. So I'm going to let our audience in the studio be the final judges of that. So you can cheer for Peter Jones if you agree with the challenge, you boo for Kenneth if you disagree, and you all do it together now. I agree, the cheers have it, so you're with Peter Jones. Peter, you have the subject. A point for a correct challenge, according to the audience. 13 seconds left. What amazes me, starting now?
What amazes me is the lack of good manners.
And Sheila Hancock.
Deviation.
Yes, I think so. So, Sheila, there are 9 seconds left on what amazes me, starting now.
What amazes me is that I come back year after month to do this.
Oh, she set that snare deliberately.
I know, but Michael's obviously...
Oh, a definite hesitation there, I thought.
Yes,
I'm really sorry, Sheila, but...
I'm going to give the subject to Michael Wood with 3 seconds to go, Michael. The subject is What Amazes Me, starting now.
What amazes me is that this program is even heard out in the mountains of Peru.
When Ian Messiter, who sits beside me, blows his whistle, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that magic moment gets an extra point. And I'm delighted to say it was our guest, Michael Wood, and therefore he takes the lead at the end of the first round. Peter, will you begin the next round? It is, a subject, wire coat hangers. Will you tell us something about it in the game, starting now?
Well, I don't happen to like them. And I've noticed that whenever one visits friends in the country or stays in rather inferior hotels, boarding houses, the wardrobes and cupboards are always full of wire coat hangers. People seem disinclined to throw them away. I don't know why. Joan Crawford, I believe, was obsessed with them. And she chastised one of her children because
yes, Sheila.
Hesitation.
Yes, he obviously hasn't seen the film yet. So, Sheila, you have the subject of wire coat hangers. There are 35 seconds left, and you start now.
My wardrobe is absolutely crammed with wire coat hangers for the simple reason that I seem to get a lot of cleaning done, and whenever you receive your things back from the cleaners, they are on these particular objects. And they are peculiarly nasty. They always fall off with a clatter to the ground. However, I have found one very good use for them. The aerial in my car radio broke off, and I was in the midst of listening to a very good show, and I happened to have a wire coat hanger in the back, so I squeezed it into an elongated...
And I can assure you it does work, because I've done the same, Sheila. Sheila, you were speaking of the whistle wench. You gained that extra point, and now you've taken the lead at the end of the round. And it's your turn to begin as well. The subject is letter writing. You have 60 seconds, starting now.
This is something that I spend 1 or 2 days a week at least doing, because I have the lovely...
And Kenneth Williams, chap.
Confession.
Yes, Kenneth, there are 52 seconds. Letter writing, starting now.
What more delightful happening can occur than to have the envelope fall through the box and know a dear friend is writing a bon mot, a little witticism to through the post. I am... I was trying to say I'm post office preferred. Pops, you remember? Post office preferred. They said if your letterbox was a certain width, they preferred it that way. You remember that? It's all died out now, but they were mad about the 10-inch slot, and I didn't have a big enough slot. Who challenged me, Nick?
Sheila Hancock challenged.
Oh, I see. Well, she's every right to do.
Oh, quite. Yes.
You have 35 seconds on letter writing, Sheila Hancock, starting now.
Only today, I had a letter from a gentleman who lost his wife 5 years ago, and I wrote with a little bit of advice and the names of some places that he should contact. And he sent me the lovely news that one of these societies that he went to, there was a nice Red Cross nurse there whom he is now very friendly with and has just come back from a cruise and had a simply nice time. So those are the sort of letters that I enjoy both writing and receiving. And as I say, I do spend about 1 day a week doing that.
Can you finish?
Oh, well, I said it before, yes.
Told us she said
yes, she repeated the whole phrase, didn't she?
Yes.
Quite.
Well challenged, Kenneth.
Yeah, well challenged, Kenneth. Well done. Isn't he brilliant at the game? Kenneth, there are 6 seconds on letter writing starting now.
The ones I dread, of course, are to those when the envelope says 08.
And Sheila Hancock challenged.
By questioning his syntax. The ones I dread, of course, are those one, two, whose... What was it you said?
Well, I can't remember now.
I'm sure it was devious, though.
I think, actually, Sheila, if we challenge it on syntax, in a game where you have to try and keep going without repeating the words, we would never get
all
going
right.
At all. So I think, Kenneth, you have 1/5 of a second. Letter writing starting now. Well, there's no need to tell you with all the points that Kenneth Williams got in that round that he is now in the lead.
Oh, God! Oh, joyful day. Joyful news.
Michael Wood, your turn to start. The subject, searching. Will you tell us something about that in the game starting now?
Searching is something I spend a great deal of my life doing. So much so, in fact, that whenever I go to work and walk in through the door, the commissionaire says to me, "Have you found it yet?" Or, "Are you still looking?" But I also spend a large amount of my life at home searching, because as all my friends will...
Peter Jones, a chance.
Well, he talked about a large part of his life earlier.
I know he did. He repeated the whole phrase, unfortunately.
Yes.
So that was a very definite repetition. And Peter, you take over the subject with a point gained and 42 seconds left, searching starting now.
Well, I spend a lot of my time searching, mostly for stamps, envelopes, the addresses of the people to whom I want to write, fountain pens.
Sheila Hancock.
Hesitation.
I think so, Sheila, yes. 33 seconds on searching with you, Sheila, starting now.
I am searching for the answer to life. At the moment, I feel there is something more to it than perhaps I have achieved. I'm going to do an Open University course, and I'm going to watch Michael Wood's programs, and try and discover more about the English countryside and all the wonders that there are before me, which I feel I have spent half my life not discovering.
Kenneth,
well, the syntax was appalling.
I think the only fair thing is we give Kenneth a bonus point for a good challenge. Getting
he
back at Sheila.
He didn't give me one.
But the joke was he's got back at you on your challenge, and I think that deserved the bonus
point. Well,
I
said
his joke well.
That was what you call parrying the blow, you see.
But, Sheila, you keep the subject.
What a rotten quizmaster you were.
Now, before you go any further, Sheila, let me tell you that you keep the subject, and you also get a point for a wrong challenge.
Oh, good.
You have 7.5 seconds, actually, on searching starting now.
Searching in my handbag this morning for a handkerchief, I discovered a purse. And searching in my purse, I discovered a...
Oh, no, Peter... Peter challenged just before the...
She repeated first.
That's right. Yes. Peter Jones has a point, the subject, and 1/5 of a second on searching, starting now. Well, that was a desultory round of applause for the... at the end of the round, Sheila gained a number of points, and Kenneth had one more, and they're now equal in the lead. And Kenneth is going to begin the next round. Kenneth, the subject, witchcraft. Can you tell us something about that in a game starting now?
I recall an occasion in Round the Horn when the question was put, which craft did you sail in? And we said, a very chic little dinghy. But we was washed overboard. And Kenneth said, yourself up? And we said, no, we just wore casual. It was very amusing. Who had the temerity to interrupt me?
Our new guest, Michael.
Grammar, I'm afraid. We was. I mean, we can't really allow that on this
program. Oh, we've allowed it so often for 15 years. We can't suddenly have rules about Kenneth's grammar after... Michael, I
bow to you then, Dr. Syntax.
No, not that. We bow to your superior judgment and wisdom and knowledge and command of the English language. I'm making him feel better, having just pushed him down. So, Kenneth's been doing this for so many years. We have to allow him, otherwise we wouldn't have a show. So
this is basically a show for the handicapped.
And now you know why they have a mentally handicapped question mark. The subject is still witchcraft, Kenneth. You have 44 seconds left, starting now.
One thinks of those old hags sitting on that moor, crying, when shall we free Maiden Eyne?
Sheila Chan.
Terribly bad luck, to quote the Scottish play.
And so you're...
Well, I'm doing it for his own good, really.
It's too late now. He has to go outside, turn around three times.
A point to Kenneth. He keeps the subject. There are 37 seconds. Witchcraft starting now.
Yes, well, unfortunately, of course, my flow was interrupted. Otherwise, I would have told you about the coven. Now, they all sit there, you see, with eye of newt and nail of toe.
About interrupting Kenneth.
I know. That's why I was crawling to him before. It's quite correct, yes.
Definitely.
And you have the subject of witchcraft, and there are 26 seconds left starting now.
Witchcraft is something I've never really dabbled in, although I must say, in its dramatic representations on stage and on film, I've been very tempted to try. In fact, my next-door neighbour is rather an old witch, and she's often invited me in for tea, and I thought, well, perhaps I should go and discover a little more about this strange and arcane art. Rather like Dr. Faustus, I thought. I would be quite willing to sell my soul to the devil for the kind of bliss that Dr. Faustus had.
Well, a well-deserved point for speaking as the whistle went, because not only did he keep going, but he was so interesting and informative at the same time.
Yeah, I think he'd be in trouble with his neighbour, though.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm moving, fortunately.
Amazing. As a result of the show, or... No, it's amazing what you have to do to keep going in this show. Peter Jones and Michael Wood are equal in second place. Sheila Hancock's in third place. And Kenneth is now definitely in the lead.
Third? I was first! Ha ha ha!
Tinner's made some points on witchcraft, you see. And so that takes him 2 points ahead of you, Sheila. And Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject is scuba diving. You look... Well, obviously, it's been chosen for you specially. You look like a true scuba diver.
Well,
there are 60 seconds if you can keep going on the subject starting now.
It's something I'm saving up for my retirement, as a matter of fact. Like hang gliding and free fall parachuting. I'm not likely to be doing it for some years. But I understand that you have to have an oxygen tank and, of course, a lot of water to get in. And you can breathe under the surface and go about groping on the bottom of the sea or swimming pool, wherever you happen to be indulging in this sport, and you can watch the fish.
Sheila Hancock, John.
Hesitation.
Yes, a picture of Peter Jones groping on the seabed. I agree with the hesitation, Sheila. The subject is scuba diving, and there are 33 seconds left, starting now.
I once went scuba diving in Mallorca with Frankie Howard. And had the most enormous problem, apart from being with Frank, that I could not get my bottom underwater. I had the mask and that thing with a tennis ball.
Peter Jones, a chance.
If Sheila couldn't get her bottom underwater, she wasn't scuba diving. She was scuba floating.
Well, all right, I'll do what I did with Kenneth. Give Peter a point for a nice challenge, a bonus, but Sheila gets a point for a wrong challenge because she was talking about her attempts at scuba diving, and she keeps going with 17 seconds left, starting now.
Eventually, I scuba floated, as Peter quite rightly said, with my head and face.
Kenneth Williams.
I'm great hesitation.
Yes, your fear was right.
She's a delightful creature, but she does tend to slip up on the fluency.
10 seconds are left for scuba diving with you, Kenneth, starting now.
I have never attempted it, but unlike Sheila, I know that my behind would go under because most people don't.
Incredible game, isn't it? You get a subject of scuba dive and they finish up to about bottoms. This was...
We always do on this program.
Kenneth, you've increased your lead at the end of that
excellent
round.
Oh, joyous.
But Sheila Hancock also got some points, so she is still only two behind you.
Oh.
Sheila, your turn to begin. The subject, Cupid. Can you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Hesitation.
Oh, get off!
Hesitation.
Definite
hesitation, don't you agree?
You have to breathe in.
There was hesitation, but I hate to think, if anybody had done that to you, Kenneth, what your reaction would have been?
But I am quick off the mark.
When you're...
There's no hanging about with me. I'm right in there.
Well, Sheila doesn't play the game as often as you do, and I think, therefore, I'm going to be generous to Sheila, and she's also our guest, she's also a lady, and chivalry, and all those things come into it. So you have only 59 seconds on Cupid, starting now.
Cupid was the Roman version of the Greek god Eros. And a nice little fellow he is, too, being the god of love, usually depicted with an arrow shooting darts into the hearts of various people, hopefully Kenneth and Michael and Peter. It did so very much with the aforementioned Mr. Wood with me when I first saw him on television, so much so that I asked to have him on a desert island with me in a program. Because he is the sort of beautiful person Cupid often throws their darts at and entwines the hearts of loving ladies sitting on the other end of the set. In fact, there are a few who feel the same about Kenneth, I know. Loving ladies who Cupid has attracted to.
Peter Jones has challenged you.
Oh, it's just because she won't include him in the meeting.
I must say, that would have been
my challenge. You've only got 4 seconds to go, and you haven't mentioned me yet.
What is Peter's challenge?
She repeated ladies.
Yes, she did.
I knew there wasn't much time to devote to my section of speech.
So you got in repetition, really.
So you are right,
Peter, and you have a point for that. And 4 seconds on Cupid starting now.
The statue of Eros stands in Piccadilly Circus, and of course it is, as Sheila rightly said.
Well, the situation's still the same at the end of that round, in spite of the fact that Peter Jones got the point for speaking as the whistle went. And Michael Wood, your turn to begin. And the subject is space games. Can you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
This question...
Hesitation?
Yes.
But I was drawing breath. Now, look, this is my first time on this program. I really think you ought to show a little bit of...
Quite right.
Absolutely, Michael. You don't have to underline it. I was going to say exactly that. So, Michael, I disagree with the challenge. You get a point for that. You continue. There are 58 seconds space games starting now.
Of all of us, Peter could perhaps illuminate us most on the question of space games, being the Time Lord of this program, because, of course, there are multifarious games played in space.
Of course.
Yes, there were, weren't there? Oh, he is a guest. We're a bit more generous.
Two or four things.
All right, I have to keep within the rules of the game. So, Kenneth, you have 58 seconds on space games starting now.
One of the space games I used to play when I was a golden-haired child was hopscotch, because you had to get into certain spaces, and you hadn't must be tripped over if you... It, of course, was immediately disqualified. And I was an enormous success at this. And people would say, he's the best hopscotcher.
Sheila Hancock Chan.
Repetition of hop.
And scotch.
Oh, but that's hyphenated, Sheila.
Is it?
It's hyphenated, definitely hyphenated.
And the second bit was going to be scotcher.
But hopscotcher is not.
Yeah, but he said hopscotch first.
I'll accept it then. It's an insult. You repeated the word hop,
and I think it's right to give it to Sheila. Sheila, you have 25 seconds on space games starting now.
These are extremely fashionable, particularly amongst teenagers, my eldest daughter being obsessed with space games. And I have continually reprimanded her about wasting money on this rubbishy nonsense. Until a couple of weekends ago, I went to Brighton and had some time to kill with my 7-year-old in the pouring rain. Went into an amusement arcade. Seriously.
And what happened, Sheila?
In order to win this game, you have to be unutterably boring, don't you?
Kenny's winning at the moment.
And Sheila's catching him up fast. She's only 1 point behind at the end of that round. So Peter Jones and Michael Wood are staying in respectable third and fourth position. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. The subject is paddling. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
I have enjoyed paddling in many places in this world, notably Ceylon. I was in Peridinia and enjoyed going into that salt water.
Sheila Hancock, child.
Repetition of enjoyed.
Yes, you enjoyed paddling at the beginning, and you enjoyed going in that particular water.
Oh, she's sharp, isn't she?
I get tuned in about just towards the end of the program.
There are 48 seconds for you, Sheila, to take over the subject of paddling starting now.
There is nothing more delightful than feeling... Now, you'll never know what I like feeling.
You might have even finished the sentence.
Serves you right. I shan't tell you.
Well, as you had to pause before you told us, we'll leave it to our imagination. Kenneth, you have the subject, and there are 33 seconds for you on the subject of paddling still, Kenneth, starting now.
Bernard Shaw said to be single-minded, a man must be single, and so I paddled my own canoe on more than one occasion in a varied career with paddling...
Peter Jones' challenge.
He's talking about paddling his own canoe.
Yes.
Well, that's not the same as paddling.
Well, it is. He's got the word paddling as the subject. You can take the word in whichever way, on whichever context you like. Otherwise, we are limiting the game considerably.
Yes, you are, great fool. You fell right in it there, you do. Yes.
You've got another point, Kenneth. You're doing well. And I think think this is going to be the last round, so keep going. There are 22 seconds left on paddling starting now.
And a paddle steamer is fun. As you see the wheels paddling away, going down the rivers in America, where they call at places exotic names like St. Louis, where we remember, of course, they paddled the blues. That was the great thing in St. Louis, you'd see, because they...
And Peter Jones' challenge.
Repetition of St. Louis.
Yes, St. Louis, yes. Paddled the blues. I think you could have had him on that one. Played the blues, you know.
Yeah, I meant peddled it. I meant...
I know, but they're not on challenge. So, Peter, you got in very cleverly with 2 seconds to go on the subject of paddling, starting now.
New Brighton is the best place for paddling, with rock...
Well, as I said a moment ago, this probably was going to be the last round, and it's turned out to be the last round because we have no more time, alas. Let me give you the final score. Michael Wood, our guest, playing for the first time, contributing magnificently, finished in a strong fourth place. Peter Jones, with a late flourish there, paddled just up behind Sheila Hancock. He was in third place. Sheila Hancock remained in second place, behind this week's winner, who is Kenneth Willis. And it's such a joy when Kenneth wins, because it does mean so much to him. It does mean he'll come back again next week, rejuvenated, re-something else, and ready to paddle his... or in this particular... I don't know what I'm talking about. I just think I should say that I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we've enjoyed playing it, and you will want to tune in again same time next week and listen to Just a Minute. So then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkins.